The following audio file came from newwineonline.com. Here's Pastor Chris Simpson.
This is part two. Turn to Proverbs 24, verse 30. Part two of a series entitled Consequences of Being a Spiritual Slug. I'm sorry? Yeah. You do. Proverbs 24:30, I went by the field. We looked at this quickly last week, but I went by the field of the slothful, by the vineyard of the man of understanding, void of understanding. And the vineyard was all grown up with thorns and nettles that covered it, and the stone wall was broken down. And I looked back, I considered it, and I looked upon it and received instruction. And this was not hard to deduce. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands of sleep. So sure, your poverty comes when that travels, your want as an armed man. Basically what he's saying is when he went by this vineyard and it was all totally unkempt, untaken care of, it wasn't difficult to discern the problem. The vineyard keeper wasn't up to snuff. You know, here's one that we've been talking about, a lot of principles of sluggards, and one of them is slugs never get around to repairing things. You know, have you ever had your car start making a noise? It's an unfamiliar noise. You hadn't heard that noise before. Do y'all even have cars? Then that's happened to you. Well, what do? A lot of us go, well, I'll just pray. Maybe that noise will go away. Well, that sometimes works. Turn on the radio louder. Next thing you know, the noise has gotten louder and a little clanking thing. And then there's another noise adjoining that noise. So you say, man, I got to get this mechanic at some point. But you're just puttering along, this and that. And one day out on the highway and the whole car freezes up. And you find out you hadn't been taking care of your oil. You hadn't changed your oil. And kept enough oil, and guess what? You burned your car up. And procrastination is a serious problem when you're responsible for things and when you're responsible for kids. You know, kids do something, say, well, you know, we really need to discipline that child about that at some point. Well, guess what? Children do not, how can I say it? Automatically improve. It takes parameters, consistency, parenting, these types of things. A lot of people assume their car runs on magic dust. A lot of people won't keep their back seat clean. Now, I'm getting really close to home here. You know, they figure if they don't have to look at it, it's fine. You know, you finished a Coke, you toss it over the back seat. Candy wrappers, this and that. And one day some people want to ride. You know, a sluggard tends to throw good money after bad when they have to fix something. By the time they get around, it's going to cost a mint. You know, how's it go? An ounce of prevention by a pound of cure. In fact, look at Ecclesiastes 10:18. This is the next book. By much slothfulness, the building decays, and through idleness of the hands, the house drops through. A house can become a shack if you let things pile up. Turn back to Proverbs 20, verse 4. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore, he will beg and harvest and have nothing. You know, if you're a farmer, you don't have the luxury to sleep in. Particularly during the times of sowing. But a sluggard, he just, you know, well, but it's a law of the universe. You only reap what you sow. So lazy, won't get up early. A lot of people, they're willing to work as long as they can find a job 10 to 3. They constantly go from low and paying job to low paying job. You know, whining about this, whining about that. I was a real sluggard first time I went to college, before I got saved. I designed it so that my first class was at 10, and I was out by 3. And by 4 or 5 o'clock, I was having my first swig of Boone's Farm apple wine. with one toke over the line, sweet Jesus. That's how I'd have my evening. And I'd sleep in and I'd get up for that 10 o'clock class. Needless to say, I didn't do great that summer, that fall. Slugs can be adept con artists. They use every trick in the book. A professional slugger can get sympathy out of a brick wall. You know, we used to have a church where we met. It was near downtown on Houston Avenue. Almost every time we'd meet, some street person would wander in. And I would marvel at the stories. I mean, they would swear. They would almost break down crying. Finally, I'd pull a buck or two out of my pocket. Never see him again. A slugger is a master at sob stories and desperations. I wrote here, if conning was a profession, they'd be rich. Look at 13:4-11. We're not going to look at a lot of verses this morning. Chapter 13:4-11. The soul of the slugger desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. You know, diligence is the key, guys. God is rewarder than that diligently seek him. Sluggards are diligent in their mooching. They make a profession of it. Proverbs 22:7 says a borrower is slave to the lender. A sluggard is always bumming money. You never see it again. And they take advantage of believers. It seems like they have an ability to zero in on Christians. You know, the children of this world are wiser than the children of light. A lot of Christians love the Lord, want to be open to people, and tend to be a bit naive. God wants us to be wise. Amen? Y'all out there? Believe it or not, we're coming to the end of this sermon. How many of y'all have repented of sluggishness, or you didn't have it to repent of in the first place? Well, we got another week coming. So today I'm making it short because we have outreach. Proverbs 10:4. He becomes poor that deals with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent makes rich. Yeah, I pity an employer who has a sluggard on the payroll. Cuts corners. Comes in late, watches the clock. Always on break. Dilly-dallies, drags her feet. It's a pain to the employer and a drag to the co-workers. Anybody work with anybody like that? Problem is, if it's a government job, you can't get them out. In fact, that's probably true with a lot of private industry jobs these days. Gonna be. Slugger tends to have a smug attitude. They get in a situation, they say, I deserve more than this. You know, I deserve a better position or whatever. They don't want to start at the bottom and work their way up. You know, when they fill out their resume, application says, I'd like to apply for CEO, you know, a manager, when they've never served. There's an inner attitude with a sluggard. The work is evil. Avoid it when you can. It's the last resort to starving. There's some proverbs about that. You know, okay, I'll work of course, the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. But a sluggard has a way of doing everything he can before he has to work. Sluggard hates to submit to a boss, hates to be told what to do. As long as the boss is on their side saying what they want, fine. They hate to put out effort and be responsible. Proverbs 21:25. There's a lot in the Proverbs. The desire of the slothful kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. I wrote here, when the chips are down, so is the sluggard. Caves under pressure. Incompetent, inefficient, unproductive. They tend to cheat and lie. They're dishonest to their employer. And they wonder why they never get promoted. Now, have I hit everyone? Who have I missed? One more place. This is called a super sermon. 1 Thessalonians 4 in conclusion. This is a sermonette. 1 Thess 4:11. In conclusion, Paul says to the saints, study to be quiet. Do your own business. Do the work. To work with your own hands as we commanded you. That you may walk honestly toward them that are without. And that you may have lack of nothing. You know, it's in his second epistle. The Apostle Paul says, if you don't work, you don't eat. Apparently, some people didn't read his first epistle. You know, he was being nice there. Second epistle, he had to say, okay. Some believe the second epistle, Thessalonians, they were believing Jesus was coming back right away, sitting on hillsides in white robes. Because of some things he said in the first epistle about the rapture and all. So Paul had to say, take off your robes, go to work. Jesus said, occupy till I come. In conclusion, let me just read this verse. Colossians 3:23. And whatever you do, do it heartily to the Lord, not to men. Knowing that of the Lord, you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve the Lord Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Gene, let's pray. Lord, I know that we all have these tendencies. It's not our heart. Really, when we're saved, you put in us an energy, a fire, passion, anointing, and a drive to be about the things of the kingdom. But we do pray, Lord, wherever we got nailed this morning, Lord, we would stop and turn and say, Lord, forgive me. I want to tighten up. I want to be more careful and quick to respond to the needs of my environment, my kids, my car, my house. Be a good steward of what you've given me, Lord. Lord, forgive me for being slothful and lazy, passive. And as a result, Lord, end up throwing good money after bad. Teach me, Lord, every day to respond quickly, to get ahead of the game, pay my bills on time. Not let them pile up and then start losing them. To be responsible sons and daughters of God. Help us, Jesus. Help us to grow up in these areas, mature. Lord, that we can be witnesses to our family, those about us, oh Lord. Let us song, brother. Lord, I thank you this morning. Pray let your word sink deep in our spirit. Seal it with the Holy Ghost. Pray a blessing over all of us this week as we get up and serve the Lord. We really pray for our outreach today for a special anointing. And everybody said, God bless you. You dismissed. Anyone like prayer anointing of all? Come on up.
For more audio teachings like these, please visit newwineonline.com.